I'm Jonathan Overby with this weekend's edition of the Odyssey series. What style of music originated in the Czech Republic, is linked to dancing as a genre, is known broadly across Europe and the Americas, originated in Bohemia, roughly halfway through the 19th century, remains a popular genre of folk music in several Western countries, and inspired the creation of Tejano music in the U.S.? If you said polka, you're right. The folk music category of polka was first created in Europe as dance music in what we now refer to as the Czech Republic. In time, it would travel to the U.S. as Eastern European immigrants migrated to North America. The pulse of polka music is routinely associated with the Oktoberfest, the world's largest folk fest featuring a beer festival and a traveling fun fair, held annually in places like Munich and Bavaria. The polka is, in fact, more prevalent in the Czech and Slovakian regions. And, generally speaking, what one might hear during Oktoberfest is musically related but not quite the same. Additionally, European polka is modestly more straight ahead in style and more traditional than its American counterpart, having fewer stylistic influences from the outside world. Historically, there are noticeable variances between, say, the polka style of South Texas and Cleveland, Ohio. Indeed, there are. But they depend in large part on the cultural and ethnic influences that separate the regions. In an area where there are a significant number of German immigrants, the sound became discernible with its characteristic umpa signature. In regions with more Mexican musical influences, the sound was shaped in part by Latin musical elements. A polka is generally scored as a dance in 2/4 time. Polka bands are known to stray from their foundational underpinning. What's more, some Eastern and Central European composers of the Romantic era, including Johann Strauss II, famed for his operetta Die Fledermaus, embrace the polka's very spirit in their compositions. In a folk music performance, the accordion is generally the key instrument. It provides much of the energy behind most polka bands. However, polka ensembles in some regions of the world give a lot of performance space for clarinets, fiddles, and percussion, featuring a steady rhythmic texture, cheerful, upbeat, and well-suited for the dance floor. Today, polka music still exists in its most common form, with occasional appearances in other dance styles. Yet, it is the foundational sound of the polka in areas like the Midwest and the Great Lakes region in the U.S. that sustain polka's ever-popular homespun classic sound. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create a greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org.